This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. Hebrews 12:3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In a recent international track meet, some runners were booed simply because they were citizens of a particular country. When the men began to run, the people in the stands began to heap ridicule and insults upon them. Later, in an interview, they acknowledged that it was bad for their morale and distracted them from their best efforts. Nevertheless, they continued to strive and won the race. The sponsoring committee deplored the behavior of the crowd in the stands, but it didn't change what had happened. In addition to the understandable nervousness that comes to athletes who are competing in an important event, and in addition to the strain on their lungs and muscles, there was the added burden of the hostility of the thousands in the bleachers. It generally comes as a surprise to a new Christian to discover that some of his non-Christian buddies act differently toward him after he began to follow the Lord. But as he begins his study of the Word of God, a few things begin to clear up. He comes across some verses that warn him of this very thing. John, the apostle of love, said, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." Jesus gave some insights as to the reason. "I have given them thy word, and the world hated them, because they were not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Often you and I are hated by the world simply because our citizenship is in heaven. We are surrounded by people who mind earthly things. We are citizens of heaven. Therefore, our speech and lifestyle sometimes appear strange. I recall an incident in which a railroad was being built and some workers from another country were brought in to help. Their dress was different. Their speech was different. Their behavior was different. They ate different food. They appeared strange to the local people and were treated unkindly by them. They cheated them, made fun of them, called them names, ridiculed and despised them. Jesus warned us that the world would hate us because we are not of this world. On one occasion he said, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." So, when hostility, persecution, and ridicule come, consider what Jesus went through for you. It does no good to violently react. Jesus, our example in all things, steadfastly endured the unjust opposition heaped upon him by sinners. He knows all about it. Turn to him, trust him, and he will see you through. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.